Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Earlier this week, I found myself snacking on some bannock and wild rice in a packed hall on Spadina to witness the opening ceremony of one of the warmest and friendliest film festivals I've seen in Toronto. Imagine Native is a celebration of Indigenous film, video, and art in Canada and around the world, and it's on right now. There are free short film screenings tonight at the Tip Bell Lightbox, art installations around the downtown, and parties and concerts to go to. So this week, I'm reviewing two Canadian movies from Imagine Native, both on Aboriginal topics, both about people trapped far from their homes. First, Charlie's Own, directed by Michael Melsky. Avery, played by Glenn Gould, is the strong, silent type, a tough Native guy who did time and never shies away from a fistfight. Now he just wants to earn some good money, so he takes on a rather sketchy job. You see, he has to go to find a young woman in Montreal, abduct her, and drive her back to her parents. Easy, no? No. She's an angry junkie who doesn't trust anybody and will do anything not to go home again, ever. Turns out Jan, played by Amanda Crew, was adopted, and now she feels adrift. She doesn't even know who she really is or what she says her original name was. So it's up to Avery to get her back safely. But then things start to change. There's an extremely violent Quebec biker gang chasing the two of them around. Two young gangsters who think of Jan as their property, and a shady, secretive businesswoman behind the scenes orchestrating the whole deal by telephone for unstated reasons. And Avery's stuck in the middle of it. He's like a thug magnet. Everywhere he goes, they attack him, but he won't give up on her. Are Jan and Avery enemies or allies? And will either of them ever connect with the people they really want to find? Charlie's Own is partly an action-packed, violent screen movie, a crime movie, about the seedier side, and partly a heartfelt drama about rural life, loves lost, and families torn apart. Glenn Gould and Amanda Crew make a very good pair, though without the sexual spark I was expecting, and the plot-driven story keeps you guessing until the end. Next, We Were Children, directed by Tim Walachadiak. For over 100 years, but especially from the 1930s, 150,000 Native children were taken from their families and sent to residential schools to learn English and French and trade skills and to be assimilated forcibly into the dominant Canadian culture. Most of them were run by churches, and the children there were often treated as inmates, not students. Harsh corporal punishments were common, as was malnutrition and shockingly emotional, physical, and sexual abuse of the boys and girls sent there. We Were Children is a powerful film that combines a documentary history of two people, Lina and Glenn, who are now adults, who lived through this in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, and a shocking dramatization of what it was like. So Glenn is locked away in a dungeon room by an abusive priest, Priest X, he's referred to, and Lina, who initially spoke no English, was physically punished just for speaking her native tongue. Although they want to go home, they're prevented from leaving and treated like escaped prisoners if they run away. The movie isn't one-sided. It shows the better side of life there. For example, a very kindly nun who helps out the girls. But the film is a real eye-opening look at a shameful chapter of Canadian history and the attempts of cultural genocide forced upon First Nation children's scarring families for generations. And it takes festivals like Imaginative to help rebuild this culture that was lost for many people. So for showtimes of Charlie's Own and We Were Children and more, go to imaginative.org. And there are other festivals playing this weekend, but that I can't cover, which are going strong in the city, include the Scary Toronto After Dark Festival, Ekran.ca, the new Polish film festival, and BrazilFilmFest.net for movies and music from Brazil. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUTA 9.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.